Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Board Draw, episode 124. Today brings to you the end of the transfer window.
We're not even going to talk about Arsenal slapping up Man City.
Not talk about Arsenal slapping up Man City, because, you know, beating a mid-table team doesn't really mean much.
Jeez! I will say, Miles Lewis-Skelly to the moon, mate. Stocks to the moon.
And Forrest, you put 7 past Brighton.
That's also nuts. Maybe we'll do like a little impromptu situation later on. But
that will definitely be in the end of year review when we look at the worst results.
100%.
But we're going to be bringing you a little transfer window tier list. January usually throws up some surprises. And to be honest with you, this window was pretty dead. And it didn't really get much better at the end, but it got slightly better.
Yeah, it was pretty dead, especially if you're an Arsenal fan. We'll skip past Arsenal very quickly. We got no one in.
Yeah, which is nuts. Well, yeah, we'll start. We'll kick it up already. We've got simple tiers. S, A, B, C, D. S is your top tier. D is diabolical. You're in trouble.
I always find it kind of weird, that, like, especially in January as well, because like, obviously you're playing while the window's open. And it's like, if you have bad results, it kind of puts the emphasis on moves being needed. That's why you see Man City lost earlier in the month, and that's when they got Marmoush and that Kusunov. Got battered by Arsenal, and they've gone out and confirmed Gonzalez. That Nico Gonzalez guy. So it's like one of those where it's like, as fans, obviously you don't want your team to lose, but maybe the losses kind of highlight the problems a bit clearer and push the board to do something.
Sometimes you see teams have a little resurgence towards like end of December, January. So they think, oh, we got enough to get through the end of the season.
Which is what I'm worried about Arsenal. It might be like, we've had a couple of good results and it looks like we don't need to get anyone in, when I think our squad is pretty thin, players are injured, and we should have maybe done a couple of moves. Well, but the argument is, January is not a good time
Let's
to buy
people. Let's kick-start it with Arsenal. Absolutely zero activity. I think zero in, zero outs.
It stinks. It stinks a lot.
The main issue was clearly go and get a fucking striker.
Yeah.
And it seems to be like Arsenal's like the last four windows.
So we haven't signed an actual striker since Aubameyang, which is under Arsene Wenger. That's how long it goes. Yeah.
And to be honest, I think they're the second highest scorers in the league, which is fine. But you've lost like your main output in Saka for, I think, until the end of the season almost now.
I'm hearing rumours March, but yeah, that is pretty close to the end of the season.
So, and it's not like this, you're going to get a striker in for 6 months to try and get you the title and then sack him off. This continues past this season.
So, let's talk about Oliver Watkins. Is he an Oliver? I don't know.
I don't know, mate. I think he might just be Ollie.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, Ollie Watkins, obviously, Arsenal came in with a bid just before their Champions League fixture against Celtic. At the same time, I think they had just accepted a bid from El Nasser for John Duran.
Yeah, so it was a bit of a techie one.
70 million, I think it was.
For Duran, yeah.
Which, to be honest, for most people, that's a decent offer. I think for a player who's only really coming to the fold this season, obviously he's a really good striker, but he still wasn't their main man.
No.
For their, I say backup striker, because I know he started a few games for them recently. 70 million is hard to turn down, especially for a team who are in Europe, so they're now under new UEFA financial fair play rules, where they've got to bring in different money and the periods start at different times. 70 million is hard to turn down for anyone. I think if Arsenal had preempted that and gone for Watkins earlier, Villa would have been open to this.
Yeah, well, so Arsenal put in a bid of, it was rumoured to be 60 million, and then later on, I think David Ornstein came out and said that the bid was actually 40 million, and Villa said, no, we want 60 million, and Arsenal weren't willing to do the 60. And, like, there's pros and cons to the Ollie Watkins deal. Shock horror, I like Ollie Watkins. I think he's a fantastic Premier League level striker. I think 60 million is probably on the upper end of his value, but I'd say, yes, it's not my money. Fucking spend
it. He's 29, which I think is off-putting a lot of people. But we're watching Chris Wood, who's like 34, bang it in.
Facts.
Banging week after week.
Facts. Ollie Watkins, he's come out and says, like, Arsenal's his dream move. He always bags against us. Just get the deal done.
And I think, like what you said, that Man City game probably has shushed a lot of people. But the underlying issues are still there. There was three chances over the last couple of games that dropped to Havertz. That really dropped to Ollie Watkins.
Yeah.
Ollie Watkins, good in build-up play. Good breaking the lines. Better in front of goal than Havertz.
Mm.
Havertz can play multiple positions. It's not like he's going to come in and Havertz is going to be iced out of the team.
No.
So for me, I think it was silly. I think it's silly.
And that was the only notable bit of transfer excitement that Arsenal fans had.
Yeah, I think midfield, you can maybe use another body in there.
Yeah.
To someone to free up Declan Rice to play more of the role he wants to play. And defensively, I know you've spent money on Timber and
Calafiori.
I think maybe you just need someone in there who's a little bit of a better backup than like Zinchenko or... Mm.
Yeah, maybe in the summer when we start moving Zinchenko and Jorginho out.
Marcelo Skelly, like you said, is coming and done absolute bits.
Yeah, where are you ranking Arsenal then? It's a D. It's got to be a D, surely. I feel like if you don't do any business and there's like a glaring need for business.
Is it glaring?
I think it's glaring.
Second highest scorers in the league.
Yeah.
Battered Man City.
It's so true. It's so true. It's not
9 points behind Liverpool, 7 points?
6, yeah.
You got a big game coming up in the Carabao Cup this week.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a diabolical window. You didn't go out and make silly signings.
That's true. Maybe.
I think it's a C.
C tier it is. And then we move on to the team that we were
underwhelming.
Talking. Yeah, underwhelming for sure. Moving on to the team that we spoke about. Ollie Watkins and John Duran was like the main pieces of news around Aston Villa. Al-Nassr signed John Duran for nearly 70 mil. But towards the end of transfer deadline day, they did get active. 3 moves on the last day of the window. Marcus Rashford in from Man United on loan.
Mm-hmm.
Marco Asensio in from PSG on loan. And Axel Di Sassi in from Chelsea on loan.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong there.
So for me, the main one, which I think they glaringly needed, was the centre-back. Tyron Mings going off injured. Again, not even like a top half Premier League defender, to be honest, in
not
my
anymore.
Opinion.
No, game's
they needed a centre back, and so Di Sassi, I think, is a good option. Probably not exactly the stability and quality that I would have been looking for as an Aston Villa fan.
Yeah, but it's one of those kind of.
It works for both.
Yeah, it's not like a net negative for.
I think upgrade on Tyrone Mings.
Yeah.
But. You know, maybe not the one...
It's a loan jobby. Chelsea will probably cover most of the wages anyway.
100%.
So it's not really a loss.
Marlon, I think, is...
Yeah, Marlon's an interesting one.
Obviously, he's like a pace merchant. He had a pretty decent season at Dortmund last year.
Mm. 20 mil, not a lot in this
day. He was struggling this season to get going for them.
Yeah.
And that's why they were happy to let him
go. But I think that Dortmund team in general has been struggling.
Agreed. And I think it's just more options. And I don't think you could ever count that out. Obviously, John Duran going out of the door leaves a bit of a hole up top. Ollie Watkins is great. But Villa are through to the Champions League knockout round.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be looking after a pretty poor showing on the weekend and a fairly average season in the Premier League.
Yeah, they've got that like awful record post-Champions League, don't they? Whenever they play a Champions League game midweek, they seem to struggle.
They need depth. Mm. And I think bringing in Marcus Rashford is... this could be either an absolute bomb job or the coup of the window. So I think they're covering like 70% of his wages, which is going to be massive.
Yeah. It's probably like
but they've got obviously a lot of money in from Duran. And I think, do you know what? He's versatile. He play off the left. He could play through the middle.
I think Unai could be a good manager for him.
I think it's exactly... what he needed. I mean, Amarin spent the last like 6 weeks since he's coming in. Every other question has been Marcus Rashford. What's happening with Marcus Rashford? Same thing for manager after manager at Man United.
Mm.
It's all about Rashford.
It's such a techie one with Rashford because I want to back him. There's like so much there. He's been like a prem, like big name since he broke onto the scene. But I don't know, the last couple of seasons and just like the way, I don't know, he carries himself. Has the football left him? Maybe it's just that pressure of
looking at him in that Villa interview.
Yeah.
He looked rough.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's just like near enough a decade for him of just the media on his neck.
And I think you like you say
it probably does wear on you.
A decade. And I think he's had like two excellent seasons and maybe one good season.
Yeah.
The rest of it's been sort of iffy.
Yeah.
And like you say, a manager like Unai Emery, who's not going to carry any passengers, in a Villa team who are, for the most part, quite positive, good players, very solid structure, well-run club. This could be a really good... This is do or die for him now. If he doesn't make it at Villa, goodbye. Start learning Arab.
Come on, join Alan Nassar with John Duran.
I think this is a good signing. And Marco Asensio is a weird one.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
I think the name is big. I don't know if he is half the player he once was.
Not a chance. I think that's my worry with this Villa window, is that they've done this kind of window before where they sign like...
Well, they sold Grealish.
They sign like bigger names, like when they got Bailey in and who was the other techie winger they had? Diaby, Moussa Diaby.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And you get these players in because they're trying to like jump up the kind of stature rankings. And they are a big club, but they're going for names rather than... And then after a season, they're like, no, don't need Diaby anymore. Don't need Bailey anymore.
I mean, they're trying to shift... I don't know if he ended up getting a loan out, but I know he was trying to loan him out.
And it's like Buendia, who they've loaned out to Leverkusen. They've got big names that... I don't know if it's just like a kind of go for the stature.
I mean, their
stature.
Best player this season has been Morgan Rodgers, and he's
from
Middlesbrough.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Yeah, it's
before
weird.
Before that, it was Ollie Watkins who, you know...
Yeah, I don't know about...
Is it against the fabric of the club to sort of be going for these bigger names? And
it's
a difficult one, because this window has... what they've done in the window, their activity has the potential to be very fruitful.
I think the John Durant sale on its own is just a very good, like, 70 million. You're not turning that down
for one
backup
season,
striker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think for me, I don't know if it's S tier.
I don't know if it's S tier.
But I think it's definitely A tier.
I give it an A tier as well.
If that's not an A tier, I struggle to see what it is. Because for me, that's border... This could be the best window, the best... activity.
We see it. There's a lot of players that I've got question
just
marks.
Just a lot
over,
of uncertainty.
Like Marlon, Rashford, Asensio, all three of those question
I'm
marks.
I'm worried. Yeah.
Right. Bournemouth, who we've said on the podcast a couple of episodes ago how well run they are now. American owners, blah, blah, blah. So they didn't get super busy in the window.
They've had a big couple last windows.
They have had a big
Alex
couple last
Scott,
windows.
Evan Nilsson, Clive Ertin. They've brought in some.
So notable outgoings, I'd say Mark Travers in goal. He's gone to Middlesbrough on loan. Max Aaron, so they got to play fullback in the summer.
That is an absolute fantastic deal for Middlesbrough because their keepers stink. Sorry, Sonny, mate, but you stink.
So is it Sonny Dieng?
Yeah, but I think both their keepers are injured.
Max Aaron, so they got in the summer, I believe, to play fullback. I don't know why that hasn't worked out. He's gone to Valencia.
Yeah, I like Max Aaron as
well. Yeah, so do I. When he was at Norwich...
Yeah,
he looked really good.
Really good. Really good goal.
And then Philip Billing, who I quite liked, he's gone to Napoli on loan.
That's a strange one for me.
Which is a strange one, but obviously he's just not really getting into the team at the moment.
No.
So incomings, they've got Matei Akinboni from DC United.
No idea. But what was that, 15 million?
1.5.
I say, no
idea. And then
idea.
Julio Soler from Lanús, who I think is a striker, 6.6 million. Apart from that, nothing mental.
I think...
Just like a net neutral.
Maybe for them, it's like, well, they've got in strikers, but, you know, two of them are out injured.
Yeah.
So...
I'd say they're doing...
But they're doing okay,
yeah, they're
they?
Doing like, really good. Don't need to, like...
Worry about it too upset. Much, yeah.
If ain't broke, don't fix it, mate.
Exactly. Save your peas. Go big in the summer when you've got a big, clearer picture.
Is this a C, then? Just like a...
I think this is... Is this a B?
Why is this a B in Arsenal C?
I think...
I'm not even defending Arsenal.
I mean, they did something. They've obviously gone out scouting some players.
Okay.
I think they've managed to keep hold of Semenyo, what's his name, the centre-back?
Zabiani,
yeah. Hjulsson.
That's true.
Cliver. They've kept hold of some big names.
Yeah, B
and
for
they
Bournemouth.
Have silly.
Facts.
B.
B for Bournemouth, and then B for Brentford. We've got Michael Kayude. On loan from Fiorentina with a 13.5 option to buy.
And he's a very highly touted player. I know...
Centre mid, I think, yeah.
Stunt Peg has been cool on him for a bit. But I think he's a bit of an FM wonder kid.
Oh, come on.
So, potentially be quite exciting there. Brentford have a history of making some
well,
good signings.
Yeah. And then just lots of loan outgoings. Again, nothing mental. Pretty
Yeah, maybe this is just another B.
B for Brentford.
Kept hold of, you know, Mbeumo, kept hold of Vissa. I think there was a bit of interest in them too.
Yeah. Right, up next, B for Brighton. They've got Stefanos Tsimas, which is a highly rated striker from the Bundesliga.
Greek.
I think they paid 10 million for him. Mm. Aaron Cashin from Derby, 9 million.
Yeah, they were chasing after him for a while, the centre back. I don't know. I don't know why. It seems like a lot of money. But, you know.
Again, Brighton, another well run club in terms of recruitment. Diego Gomez from Inter Miami, 11 million. And then a couple of loans that have been ended. I think the notable outgoing is Wonder Kid, best striker, prodigy prospect in the Premier League last season or the season before last. I don't know when it was kicking off.
I think it was Evan Ferguson. Before last, yeah.
Yeah, he's gone on loan to West Ham, and I think West Ham have an option to buy him.
Yeah, I think.
Which is an interesting one.
He's obviously fallen out of favour after some a pretty torrid time with injuries.
Yeah, because really, I saw quotes of like 100 million at one point.
I think he had like 14 appearances without a goal or something in a row. He's clearly a very talented striker. Maybe he's a bit of an old school striker.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's big, he's quick, he's good on the ball, he's great with his head, dangerous, like he makes opposition defenders think a lot. I think it's a good move for West Ham.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, yeah.
For Brighton, though, is it a case of, you know, sort of get him out the door, maybe increase his market value with a loan at West Ham?
Yeah.
Whilst they've got the likes of, like, João Pedro up top, Danny Welbeck.
Come on. Well, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think for me, it's another one of those. It's a very similar one to Brentford and Bournemouth. Brentford, Bournemouth, Brighton, I think all Bs.
All Bs. Love to see it.
No massive outgoings. Maybe apart from Ferguson.
Yeah.
But he's not really had a part to play this season.
No. Right. Chelsea, who notable big spenders in every window since Todd Boehly took charge. Aaron Anselmino was a player that they had anyway. He loaned out. They've brought him back. Slonina, a player that they had loaned out. They've loaned him back. Same with Trevor Chalobah. Same with David Datro Fofana. All those players have come back from their loans.
Mm.
And then a couple of players that I want to bring up. Carney Chukwuemeka, who was highly touted at Villa, they signed him, let him rot away, so they've loaned him out to Dortmund. Renato Vega, they signed him, got him playing at left back for a bit. He looked okay, actually, to be fair, but they've loaned him out to Juve. And then João Felix, who, I don't know, just the weirdest Don I've ever seen.
I saw someone say he's on a Fernando Torres career tribute tour.
Because this Don is so techie, but how can he just not
settle anywhere?
He can't nail down a spot wherever he's gone. He's done bloody Italy, England. Now
is he a shit Alvaro Morata?
Yeah, probably.
It seems like this guy, he's clearly, like you said, a fantastic footballer.
Mm.
But why can't he just settle down somewhere and start banging goals?
No idea.
Does he not know his best position? Mm. It's a strange one. And I think this is maybe a bit similar situation to Ferguson. Get him out in the market, get him playing for a club where he's going to get some eyes on him.
100%.
Hopefully he does well, and then they'll sell him off in the summer.
Yeah.
But I think Chelsea's window...
I think it's bad.
It's poor. It's like...
And their form in the league is starting to nosedive a little bit.
Well, Trevor Chalobah, who's by all accounts done quite well
at Palace. Yeah, yeah.
All you've done now is hinder him. And I know, I think Maresca was like, we didn't really want to bring him back, but
we
needs
to,
must.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's...
They
it's
didn't even
shame.
Play him against West Ham last night.
It's a shame. Did they need to go out and buy? Absolutely not.
No.
Could they have done more? I think there was talk of Nkunku going to Man United.
Mm.
I personally would have thought that was a bad move for him, but probably a good move for United.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just underwhelming. And this, I mean, they were never going to go out and spend big. I think they're skating under a very thin line of PSR and financial fair play. I don't know if it's D or
C?
Is it?
C for Chelsea.
I think it's C. It's C underwhelming, but they weren't really going to do anything anyway.
Crystal Palace. So we mentioned that they lost Trevor Chalobah, but they brought in Ben Chilwell on loan from Chelsea.
Interesting one.
Weird that they're still doing business with Chelsea.
I think he's
washed.
Yeah.
But could possibly be an okay option at left back, backup. I don't know. Romain Essie from Millwall.
Yeah, I think it's an exciting one. He's
scored on his debut.
Very talented player.
Yep.
Tore up the championship, but not like an Eze or like an Elise, but he's a very good player. Maybe I wouldn't expect him to be in their starting 11 for a while, but like it's sort of what they've done with him. They bought slowly brought him into the fold, and they'll reap the rewards of that because he's clearly a very good player.
Yeah. What are we thinking? Outgoings, nothing mental. They lost Rob Holding to Sheffield United. Jeez. I think he's...
That's actually done as well.
Pretty underwhelming, I'd say.
Jimmy Dunn.
What's that? Jimmy Dunn.
Sniffing after Jimmy Dunn. But we turned them down. Yeah, I think...
See.
Chilwell, SA, it's an okay win.
Maybe it's slightly better than a C, actually.
You know, they... I don't think there's much interest in Eze. I think his stocks have fallen massively this season.
Yeah.
Adam Wharton's stocks have fallen massively this season. Maybe Don Watts keep hold of John Philippe.
And Mark Gay,
yeah. Turning down Spurs, big bids from Spurs, yeah. So maybe this is a B. Maybe it's a C.
C for Crystal Palace. We've done pretty imaginative.
Done BBB, C.
Right, Everton. We haven't got an E, so we're going to have to use our brains for this one. Incoming, Carlos Alcaraz from Flamengo. And they recalled a player called Tilo Onyango.
From Stockport.
And then outgoings, negligible. But Everton are a weird one. I feel like they're always on the cusp of...
They're in financial trouble.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've got a big stadium to move into next season. And they've recently only just reappointed David Moyes after like 15 years or whatever it's been. Mm. And their form is looking up.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Three wins on the spin.
Yeah.
Some good results. Scored 4 on the weekend against a very poor Leicester team, albeit. Could they have done more this window? I mean, I would personally be looking to shift Dominic Calvert-Lewin as the earliest possible opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that'll free up a lot of wages, surely.
Yeah.
But for me, did they need to do anything? Are they in danger of getting relegated? I think they're past that now.
Mm.
I think David Moyes is a good enough manager to see it out with what they've got.
Yeah,
I think this is a C.
Good. Yeah, C. Oh, another stinky one. We probably should have checked.
This window has been dire.
Right, Fulham, incomings. Matt Dibley-Diaz, recalled from loan. Devon Tanton, recalled from loan. And then outgoings, Ollie Sanderson on loan.
Matt Dibley-Diaz. Yeah, Fulham,
Did they not bring Willian back in?
No, that's a rumoured
thing.
Free transfer window closed at the end of the week. So, yeah, apparently he just doesn't want to move house ever.
He's lived top man.
Arsenal, Chelsea, yeah. Fulham.
Living in the good ends, mate.
Yeah, he doesn't want to move. He'd be at QPR before
That's a stinker.
I think that's
C.
What's that, a C?
Yeah.
C is pretty average.
Ipswich, here we go. This actual incomings here. Ben Godfrey.
For them, going into this window, there's a decision to make.
Oh, yeah. It's getting relegated.
You sort of semi-accept relegation, just hope you can fight with what you got and not overspend. Or do you go big and try and crawl your way out of it?
And you could be the deciders of that. So they got Ben Godfrey on loan from Atalanta.
I don't think he's a particularly great defender.
No, he's been about the Prem for a bit, had time at Everton.
There's a reason why he went,
couldn't make it. Yeah. He's being loaned out. I think probably for Ipswich's level, probably okay.
It's depth.
And
you can play multiple positions along that back line.
Jadon Philogene, they paid $20 million from Aston Villa. So Aston Villa only got him in the summer.
Yeah, so Aston Villa sold him to Hull a while ago, and then they had a buyback clause, which they activated in the summer.
To get like
and
that.
And then they flogged him.
Flogged him to...
After, I think, a couple bit part appearances.
Yeah, 20 mil.
Very good player.
Yeah.
Very good player. This is the problem, though. They've got Jack Clark and Jadon Philogene, who are brilliant championship players.
But, yeah.
Are they a little bit too lightweight for the Premier League? Are they a little bit too young?
Yeah.
It's a punt. It could pay dividends. I think...
That one reeks of we're going back down to the champ. Let's have the two best wingers in the champ.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Essentially.
Julio Enciso online for Brighton, I actually think is a very good deal. To be fair, I think he's a baller.
I was surprised Brighton let him go.
Yeah, same. It's a weird one because there's players that were at Brighton that balled out under De Zerbi. Your Ferguson's, your Julio Enciso's, your Purvis the Stupinan.
Yeah.
Not getting a look in now under Hertzler, but it is what it is. And then out, Ali Alhamady to Stoke.
Alhamady, you know.
Yeah, he's a bit
of
a journeyman.
Yeah.
And then Harry Clark on loan to Sheffield United.
Yep.
I think
it's actually, do you know what? It's a positive window for them.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's enough.
I'd say it's a B.
It's the top end of B for me.
Yeah, top end of B. Maybe it's mean not to be A, but it is what it is. Leicester, another team that, like you mentioned, have to make a decision.
They have a fucking job to do. Their performances are dire, and nothing stinks worse than Leicester centre-back pairing. Fucking
Welfish and Vestergaard. Yeah, that is.
Oh my God. Everton, one long ball through.
Yeah.
Two long ball through. It is the most pathetic defence.
Yeah.
Ever. It's shocking. It's horrendous.
So, incomings for Leicester. Nothing of note. Woyo Koulibaly, who they signed from Parma for 1.9 million, fullback.
It's not going to do him anything, mate.
With a name like Woyo. Leicester, a yo-yo club. Brad Young from Hartlepool.
End of loan.
And then outgoing Tom Cannon, 10 million. Who's Tom Cannon?
Tom Cannon was on loan at Stoke. He's had a really good season for them. Stoke were sad to see him recalled. But he's gone back out to Sheffield United, who bolstered there.
I was going to say, and they've got Hamza Chowdhury, and we mentioned that they got bloody Rob Holding, and they got Harry Clark. Yeah, they got...
And Brereton Diaz.
Ah, come on.
But yeah, Leicester, that's a poor window. I mean, yeah, I think that's another club. We're watching under some severe restrictions now. And I think it's all but sealed their fate. Poor window. That's a D, mate.
That's a D. They're going D for down.
I mean, Ipswich have gone out and they've gotten in Cecil on loan. Yeah. Why couldn't Leicester go out and do something like that?
You know? Yeah, and like if you're going to go down, start building for when you're going down.
Exactly. Maybe start picking the cherry of the championship players.
Right, know? Liverpool, actually no one in at all.
I think we were kind of expecting it. Maybe you were looking at potentially some youth players coming in, maybe another centre-back.
Yeah.
But for me...
Just keep powering on, they're doing well.
Don't really want to upset the dressing room too much.
Yeah, facts.
They had a fairly quiet... summer as well.
Stefan Bajatic, who broke onto the scene, I think, the season before last when Fabinho got injured, looked good. I think hasn't touched the pitch since then.
Yeah, I think he was a baller.
Yeah,
as well.
He looked techie.
But this is what we see. You see young players come in and have a couple good games, and then when the eyes start sort of fading away from them,
can they keep the level?
Their level, you sort of realise their level's not actually there anymore.
Hmm. Jadon Dans, who's a young striker that they got. They've loaned him out to Sunderland.
Yep, interesting one. Cade Gordon as well, I think, went out. He's one of my favourites to sign on the FM.
Yep.
But yeah, I think, do you know what? It's not a bad window.
It's a C.
They didn't lose Trent this window.
That's true.
But maybe they could have done more. Maybe
I think it's just a C for...
It's a C.
It's like nothing's happened there. Right, the main movers and shakers of the window, as we mentioned earlier, Manchester City... Whenever there's a problem, buy your way out of it.
185 million spent, was it?
It's actually disgusting. I hate everything about that club. I saw a Boovie. He tweeted, Arsenal not making the Ollie Watkins deal happen is small club mentality. And I was like, not every club can just throw 200 million out in January. Arsenal probably can.
Does this suggest that they're very confident they're not going to get charged?
That's what I tweeted. I was like, that just reeks of them knowing that they're getting away with murder.
Or... does it mean we're going to go big before we go bust?
Yeah, that's what Charles replied to me.
So, yeah.
It's a techie one. Right, yeah.
Coming in. I think he's a very technically proficient defender.
But he's young.
Horrendous debut.
Horror debut. And just...
doesn't speak a word of English.
The baby face on the lad. It looked like he was going to cry every time the camera panned him.
Apparently that's just his face.
Yeah. But I think, to be fair, barring like the first 20 minutes where it was calamitous, it was all right.
It was just the commentators every 5 seconds mentioning
they were on his clock, yeah.
But yeah, I think they need a little bit of depth in that centre-back area.
Well, they do, because they're getting cooked. They've conceded more goals this season than Man United.
It's mental.
That is mental, because Man United are like my just leveller for shit.
Yeah.
And if you're doing something worse than them, that's real bad.
Yeah, and going into this window... it was clear to me that, I think clear to a lot of people, sorry, that they were going to try at least test the waters for a Rodri replacement step in. I feel so fucking sorry for Rodri because the weight and expectation on his return is going to be... if he comes back from that fucking terrible injury and he is 98% the player, he's done a job. because we know what those injuries do to players. Mm. But for he's immediately going to come back and have the weight of the world on his shoulders. Yeah. And for me, I think there's a they're going in the wrong direction here. Mm. I think to be so reliant on one player is one thing, but they haven't got that plan B. They haven't changed the structure.
Facts.
And we're seeing them play with a back three. We're seeing them play with like Marmoush sat behind Haaland, but
59 million.
You can't keep just trying to replace this guy.
No,
it doesn't work.
Change the system. You,
Pep Guardiola, mate, you are the best manager of all time.
It's actually made me kind of question where I rank him on my all-timers.
This is that I need to see a change in the system because you're not even getting the best out of anyone else on that pitch.
Everyone stinks at the moment. Like Haaland,
your best player going forward is like fucking Vardiol, mate.
Genuinely, yeah. So
they're not doing the things that they usually do so well. Overloading one side of the pitch. They had that point. Was it last season or the end of the season before where John Stones was stepping into that midfield and they looked unbeatable and he was that double pivot.
He looks half the player.
Their wingers are atrocious. I watched Phil Foden give the ball away like four times in a minute.
Pants player, I've said it.
There's no way that all these players suddenly just became pants. Because a lot of them are four-time Premier League winner, you know, treble winner, Champions League winner.
Facts.
There's no way they all became pants overnight.
So what's going on, City fans? Let us know. Because there's a problem there. Marmoush, 59 million. Nico Gonzalez, the kind of Rodri deputy, 50 million.
I think that's
Vitor Reis, 30 million.
They needed a Rodri backup regardless.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Kovacic wasn't it. Gundo isn't
it. Not that guy, yeah.
And I think Gonzalez, is he a La Masia product who's gone out to Porto? But he's got that Latino sort of football vibe about him, you know?
Yeah, he can understand Pep.
But like, that's what Pep wants in his midfield.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that little, is he Portuguese?
No, he's Spanish.
He is actually Spanish.
Yeah, he's La Masia.
So he wants that like, that Spanish football, that inherent mindset that Spanish players have.
Yeah, to be fair, if you grow up in La Masia, you come out of there with
pretty much
Pep style.
That's what that midfield is lacking.
Yeah, yeah, tech.
Bernardo Silva has just gone off the page.
Mate, some of them, the drop-off is crazy. It actually needs to be studied.
Maybe that's what he's looking for in the midfield. Someone to sort of be that tempo man, that sort of the settler.
How are we ranking this window?
I think they've gone out and done what was needed.
Yeah, it's hard to give them too many positive chats because this is like disgusting sports washing. But
so for me, Kuzma for 33 million, I think, is that actually okay deal? I think he's a young centre back.
I think both of these are probably slightly overpriced.
You think Kuzma's overpriced?
Like one season. I swear he got like one compilation on Twitter and everybody went mental for him.
Maybe. But
I think both of these are probably slightly on the
steep end.
Marmoush, I think, is a quality signing.
But 59 million?
I think
they could have Ollie Watkins for 60.
They don't need Ollie Watkins. They need someone to do like that Kev job.
Whereas
like goals and assists. Marmoush was top of the goals and assists in
Bundesliga. I mean, how much would have, like Florian Wirtz cost?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, probably, I think for 60 million...
I think Marmoush is probably the best signing of the lot.
Yeah, and Gonzalez, I mean, time will tell.
Yeah, yeah.
Time will tell. I think for me, this is an A window.
We
can have anyone.
And they got rid of Kyle Walker, which is...
That's a plus.
We can, if we've got A's, we can move one of them up after. Right, Man United.
Going into this window.
Yeah.
The story was...
Marcus.
Get rid of some of the deadwood.
Yeah, which, in all fairness, the biggest deadwood in the Premier League.
Maybe history.
Pound for pound, worst signing the league has ever seen, and maybe football has ever seen, is Antony to Manchester United.
He got
an
assist on his debut for Betis, though.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's funny. But yeah, he's pound for pound the worst signing the league has ever seen.
Yeah, but you got him out the door on a loan, which is good. And they got Marcus Rashford out on the door.
So that's two,
for me,
big wages out the door.
That's two big wages, and it's two contentious points of issue.
Facts, yeah, good.
Let's just focus on the football now.
Yeah, focus on the good things, the good times.
However, they had some glaring issues. They needed a left back, which they've gone out and they've done.
Patrick Dorgo, highly rated.
Very highly rated. Time will tell, though.
Yeah, 30
they've had highly rated left backs in before.
That's true.
But for me, what they needed to do was what Arsenal didn't do.
Get a goal.
And go and get a fucking goal scorer.
Goal scorer for sure.
Because Højlund, in and out of the team, injured. Mate, they're playing like Kobbie Mainoo.
I want to... Yeah, that's a madness in its own. But Højlund, I want to like. He does a lot of things that I like. He puts himself about. You can tell he's always giving effort. But is he just shit? And then Xerxes, I actually don't know what this guy is. Like,
no.
Is he a striker? Is he a DM? Like, the way he receives the ball, he looks like a DM. But you brought him to play striker.
That's disrespectful to most defensive performers. But yeah, they need to go out. And even if they could get, you know, like a Morata on loan or something.
Yeah.
Just something, mate. And they did nothing.
Yeah.
They done nothing. I think for me, this season is already a write-off. And they maybe could have focused on getting some people out the door permanently.
Yeah, yeah, it's... Season is grim. It's all about just clearing Deadwood.
It's got to be... They've got to hope Rashford goes on to smash it at Villa
and
gets pulled by at PSG. They've got to hope that Betis just be like, we keep this guy.
Yeah.
You know, for me, this is a D.
D. I think maybe a C.
Because Dorgu's actually a good signing.
Dorgu's a good signing, and I think Anthony and Rashford out the door is good.
We'll give it a C.
C. United fans, I've done one on you there. Right, another stinky one. Newcastle, who, they're a weird one. I feel like they're always on the cusp of PSR and FFP, but at the same time, they got hella money and like maybe they, I don't know. This is it, isn't it? Yeah. In, no one. Out, Hayden to Portsmouth, MacArthur to Carlisle, Murphy to Bolton, Lloyd Kelly to Juve, which is a weird one.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
That was a weird one.
They signed him on a free in the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think they got 20 million for him. Or was it 20 million? 12 million?
Oh,
I think they got a decent amount of money for him.
Weird one. So, but yeah, nothing going on really at Newcastle.
Why are all the Italian teams signing like English centre backs?
Open for a cheeky, I don't know,
Tomori staying at Milan. You've got Godfrey coming the other way.
Yeah.
You've got.
I think English players are more like
billing out there,
accepting of going abroad these days than they probably were ever.
Maybe the Premier League is losing its pull. But yeah, for me, Newcastle, I think Eddie Howe said it was expected that they were going to have a quiet window. But it's still disappointing nonetheless. I think they're doing all right in the league.
Yeah.
A little bit of a fall off recently, but potentially through to a Carabao Cup final, which would be massive for them. I think they haven't won a domestic trophy in 70 years, which is nuts. But yeah, I think all in all, just it's a poor window.
Yeah, C or D. Maybe.
If they want to get top four, they need to have done something. They didn't.
D. Okay, D for Newcastle. Nottingham Forest, a little bit exciting. Wayne Hennessy on a free to back up the league's
experience.
Back up the league's best keeper in sales. They've got Asapa Osong, recalled from loan. Tyler Bindon, signed from Reading. And then outgoings, the only notable one that I can think of is James Ward-Prowse, who I think it came out that Potter wants to use him in the West Ham team.
Yeah,
so they've cancelled that.
He wasn't getting a look at Forest anyway.
And Forest are doing exceptionally well. Another one of those where it's just like
Nuno, I think, came out and said,
"The train rolling.
We didn't want to upset what we got going on here. We didn't need anything. They've been good with injuries. They had a good summer window.
Keep the train rolling, mate.
Keep
the
train rolling. This is, I think, this is a C
tier.
Because I don't think any of their players are really under threat.
No,
of being pulled out that team. Yeah. Alanga, not under threat. Gibbs White, not under threat.
Yeah.
No, it's Chris Wood, just signed a new contract.
Maybe one of the centre backs, Murillo, maybe.
Yeah.
I think they actually just tied Murillo down to a new deal.
Yeah.
So that is a positive as well.
Yeah,
actually.
We should have maybe put the contracts in here, but.
Yeah. Southampton, in Wellington from Sao Paulo. Joachim Kagisander, Albert Groenbeck, Zach Orr, Ollie Wright, and Victor Udo.
Absolutely no idea, mate.
Not a Scooby. Outgoings, Adam Armstrong on loan. He's never really...
Just can't do it in the Prem.
Which is interesting.
I think he had one good season for like Blackburn in the Championship.
I feel like their outgoings, they're big a lot. We don't know anything about the incomings, to be fair. So it may be hard to judge. But I feel like Adam Armstrong, Ben Brereton-Tiaz, who they should be using in the Prem.
You skip one,
mate. Huh? Ronnie Edwards.
Mate, baller.
Is he?
He's top baller.
Is the one scored for you a couple of times recently?
Nah, he joined a couple of weeks ago. But, mate, he's like a Rolls Royce, mate.
Of course he is.
He'd make Saliba look like bloody...
And then Maxwell Cornet. Like, a front three of Maxwell Cornet, Ben Brereton-Tiaz, and Adam Armstrong. They should be using that in the Prem.
Yeah, but it's just like, that's zero output.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know. Southampton, what are we thinking?
It's a D.
D tier.
For me, I mean, maybe they know they're accepted they're down.
Yeah, they know they're going down.
But I think what they're 9 points, like 30 games in almost.
Yeah.
It's.
Although I did get a win on the weekend against Ipswich. Right.
Too little, too late.
Spurs, we've got three teams left.
I mean, up until a point for Spurs, it was looking like a catastrophic window.
It was.
Getting turned down left, right and centre by everyone and their nan.
So the start of the window, they got keeper in to cover the injury to Vicario.
Yep.
He looked okay. He's had a couple of howler moments, but he's made a couple of good saves.
Young
as
keeper,
well.
Though.
Young keeper, 12.5 million. Happy days on that. They signed that geezer from South Korea, who they loaned to QPR.
He's a fucking baller. Watch him tonight. We're playing Blackburn. He is class.
Come on, bit of a sus announcement video.
He's, mate, if you get offended by that.
No, I'm not offended. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, just try something else, maybe.
I see, like, clubs have got their, like, Korean players playing, like, actual Squid Game games.
Yeah, that's mad. But Dane Scarlett.
He's, like, the next South Korean wonder kid.
Oh, yeah, I think they got him to be, like, the Son V2, didn't they?
Yeah, and he only had a cameo appearance on the weekend, but techie. He looks techie, son.
Dane Scarlett, they recalled from loan. And then the two new boys, the last day of the window. So, we know about Spurs' injury crisis. It's a madness. And Dragozan just done his ACL.
And I think Van de Ven's
injury's worse.
Yeah.
So, they need a centre-back. Kevin Danso from Lens.
They
on loan.
Stole him from under the snout of Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Oh, did they?
I think they've got an obligation to shine by him as well. And then Daniel Levy came in and like slapped that pen away.
Maybe Daniel Levy's got pull, mate, because...
Well, clearly fucking not.
Turn them down at the start of the window. Apparently, he was only going to accept Man United or Arsenal. And then Arsenal kind of didn't advance the interest. I don't know what Man United were doing.
But he probably went to Man United and was like...
Saw the state of that lot.
Yeah, thought maybe Tottenham's not too bad.
And apparently Daniel Levy went out to speak to Tell.
But then that's when he rejected him.
No, I thought it was after.
Oh, I thought he went out to...
Oh, no, I think he...
Tell after that was interested in Man United.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, he didn't really...
He doesn't want to be at Spurs, but he
doesn't want
to
be
at
either of them.
Yeah, yeah. He probably still wants to be at Bayern, bless him.
But I think it's a good coup.
Yeah,
for,
yeah,
for
I think
Tottenham.
Spurs need depth.
It's different, isn't it? It's different. Mm. And I think Danso, I mean, any centre-back will do.
Yeah, facts.
Any centre-back will do.
Just stop playing poor little Archie Gray at centre-back. Mate, let him play DM.
Let him play where he wants to play. Put him up front for a bit.
Christ alive. I think it's an all right window for Spurs, to be fair.
I think it's all right. No, any noticeable outgoings?
Just that Lankshear, who's their backup striker, but I guess now they've got Tell, they don't need him as much. And
Alvin
then
Dorrington as well.
Yeah, nothing mental. I'd say it's maybe like a B.
Yeah, I think it's a B. This was on track.
Are we being harsh?
To be
a stinker.
A stinker. But I mean, maybe it is an A because Tell could come to be like...
Tell. Time will tell.
Time will fucking tell, mate.
The announcement video was good. It was a... Let me tell you something!
That was quality.
Good stuff.
That was good.
Right. Ooh. Let's go A. I'll be nice.
Let's go A.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if they didn't pull off Tell...
Then it's a C.
Right, West Ham. We mentioned that they got Evan Ferguson in. I think it's a loan with obligation to buy for like 40 mil. Yeah. And then they cancelled the James Ward-Prowse loan. So,
I think James Ward-Prowse is a fantastic player for any Premier League team.
Yeah.
Set pieces will win you games. And if he's on the pitch, even if he's playing, you know, the last 20 minutes, come as a short up the midfield, you know, and then you might sneak a win from a great corner or a free kick.
Facts.
He will win you points. Mm. And that's exactly what West Ham need at this point. Evan Ferguson, it's a bit of a gamble.
They need a striker.
But I tell you what, Fulkrug has just not worked out. And they need a striker.
Yeah, yeah.
So we know what he can do. If he stays fit and he gets back to any sort of semblance of the form we've seen before, he will be a top class signing.
Yeah, I think it's overall a decent window. Like, they haven't done much, but they haven't done nothing. They've got better with these moves.
Yeah, I think this isn't... Is it...
Maybe an A. Nah,
but
B.
they've only got two players in on loan.
Yeah.
Well, one back from loan and one on loan.
B. And then last but not least,
Wolverhampton Wanderers rounding off our tier list.
Struggling in the Premier League at the moment.
Good win on the weekend though.
Yeah, it's a weird one. Under their new manager, I can't work out if they've got better or worse.
I think their main goal this window was to keep hold of Cunha, which they've managed to do. Time down to a
new
contract.
New deal, yeah.
Probably a release clause in there.
I think
for
65 million.
So, yeah, I mean, to be fair to them, that's probably the bulk of their window.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Any notable incomings?
Emmanuel Agbadou from Rems, 16 mil. Nasser Djidja from Red Star Belgrade, 10 million. And then Marshall Munetsi from Rems as well, 16 million.
So a fair bit of money. Yeah, that's 45 million plus. Yeah. Can't say I know any of those players off the top of my head.
No, can't. Double from Rems, though. That's interesting. But yeah, I don't know. His bodies. Wolves' recruitment's interesting because I feel like they do seem to pick out gems like Cunha. Who's that? João Gomes in midfield, mm-hmm. player.
Yeah, but then they have like those players who you don't know whether they're good or shit, like Aitnori.
Yeah, I think he is good.
Yeah, I think he's good as well.
But yeah, this window, I mean, I think down Cunha and then getting to Manning.
To be honest, I think
good window.
Out of all the teams like in the relegation battle, their squad was too good to be that low in the table.
Facts.
Yeah. I think it was just a matter of making it work. Mm. And it seems to be okay under Vitor Pereira. Mm. I think they'll be fine. I don't think they need to go silly in the window. They seem to have got some bodies in. They didn't overspend, but I can't say that they bought in bodies which will secure their place in the Premier League.
No.
But time will tell. I think it's an all-round okay window, maybe a B. Kept hold of Cunha.
Yeah, B I think is a good shout. And that is your Premier League transfer window roundup.
No S tier.
Who None in the S tier.
Villa, City.
Spurs.
And Spurs. I think it might be Villa. The potential in their window.
Is it
70
Villa
million for Duran out the door is good. And they've got.
I'm not doing City because they're a disgusting establishment.
Yes, and they've just thrown money at it.
Yeah.
Is it Spurs or is it Villa with the best window?
Villa.
I think Villa.
Right, Villa, you've been bumped up to S tier. Enjoy
Congratulations.
That. Yeah, enjoy that.
We'll see how far that goes because that could end up being D tier.
Yeah, that could stink, though, to be fair. That has the potential to stink.
Oh, anyway, that brings to an end the January transfer window. Hopefully, summer is coming soon. We've got loads of football content on the way. We've got some exciting videos lined up for you guys. So make sure
you are
subscribed, hit notification bell. And the videos, they're going to be absolutely...
As soon as the weather gets good, the videos will get good.
We promise. If you do want to cop yourself a cheeky little football shirt, head over to Classic Football Shirts and use the link in the description alongside code BORDRAW10 at checkout. Save yourself a nice little 10% off.
Jeez.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been BORDRAW. It's live.